Thank you, Dr. Shan. I received a letter some weeks ago from Dr. Shan, and he asked me to speak in chapel, and he gave me the available dates, and by the tone of his letter, he wanted me to accept this date to give you a good start in the new year. Tucked away in Psalm 146, verse 5, are these words as a text. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. And I want to talk about a happy life with the God of Jacob. Now, why God skipped Abraham, Moses, and Enoch is beyond me unless he was trying to strike a norm or a happy average. Somehow, the Jews were never comfortable with Abraham. God had told Abraham to walk perfect before him. And the masses are never quite ready to be perfect. Moses was a rare specimen. He was a deliverer and stood out. And of course, the Jews never felt quite comfortable except to refer to Moses as the great deliverer. But to feel their kinship with him was never apparent. And so the Lord allowed the Jews to select somebody they could live with. And way over in the latter part of the Psalms of David, it seemed that the Lord himself was a little embarrassed to inject Jacob's name. For Jacob was the imperfect grandson of Abraham. And yet the Jews found that they could live with Jacob. And out of that inspiration, David says, happy is he who hath the God of Jacob for his help. Not Abraham, not Moses, not Enoch. Enoch was too perfect. Nobody felt comfortable with him. Now, what were the human ways in which God dealt with Jacob that made the Jews so happy? Well, one way was the way of human weakness. Pin that down, because that's close to all of us. Human weakness. The Jews felt that if God could help Jacob, he could help anybody. Jacob was a conniving, double-crossing, cowardly, trickery schemer. He came here scheming. He was the twin brother of Esau. And I don't know how this happened since he was not conscious, but he tried to trick Esau out of his birthright by trying to keep Esau from being born first. He caught a hold of his heel and held him back. But he never gave up. After they grew up, His father Isaac sent Esau out to kill a deer to make him venison stew. Rebekah favored Jacob over Esau, and she killed two goats and made the stew, and because Esau was a hairy boy, she put the hair of the goats on Jacob's skin and sent Jacob in to serve Isaac this stew. And Isaac thought it was Esau, and he gave Jacob the blessing that really should have gone to Esau. Then when Jacob came, when Esau came, Jacob had this stew, and Esau had been hunting and was hungry, and he begged for some stew, and Jacob would not give him this stew unless he gave up his birthright. And Esau, well, what's the use? Take the birthright. But after he ate the stew, he found out that Jacob had gotten his blessing also, and he was furious. And Rebekah had to send him to Haran to stay with his uncle, her brother. And on his way to Haran, the Lord met Jacob. Now, before this, God was always associated with the family, with the group, with the tribe, with the nation, never with an individual. When you left home, you left God at home. You left God with the tribe. When you abandon your home, when you abandon the tribe, you abandon God. Jesus brings that out in the prodigal son. The father never went out looking for the prodigal son. He waited until he got back. But in this particular case, God abandoned the home and the tribe and the nation and went out on the mountain near Haran and found Jacob. He discovered Jacob in all of his human weakness. And Jacob lay down, not to rest, but to die. And God let down a ladder from heaven to the earth and sent angels down. They were descending and ascending. And when Jacob awoke, he said, "Why, this is strange. God never leaves the family. God never leaves the nation. God never leaves the group. And yet he is in this place. And I knew it not." And when the Jews and David heard about this, they shouted, "Happy is he whose God is the God of Jacob. For if God can help Jacob, that conniving, double-crossing trickster, he can help anybody." That ought to help you. The next way is human hopefulness. If God could give Jacob hope, he can give anybody hope. What right did Jacob have to hope for anything? He went over in Laban, to his uncle Laban, and out-tricked him. When he saw Rachel, his eyes got as big as teacups. He wanted Rachel for his wife, and of course Laban tricked him and had him to work 7 years for Rachel. And when he married Leah. But he didn't know that he was marrying Leah. It was, that was Rachel's older sister. And of course, the older sister had to be married off first. But Laban didn't advise Jacob about the age difference. And you know he was stupid having stayed with somebody all night and didn't know that she wasn't Rachel until the next morning. And so he was furious, and he went and reprimanded Laban about this, and Laban said, well, you know the law, we have to marry off the older girl first. So he had to work 7 more years, and in 14 years he ended up with 2 wives. And then they made another deal, and Jacob was to take care of the flock on certain terms, and of course Jacob became rich because he was the winner. And Laban couldn't trust him, and he couldn't trust Laban, so Laban said, now the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent. I can't trust you, and you can't trust me, so let the Lord watch between us. But the Lord appeared unto Jacob and said, return to your father's house and to your kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob arose. He was frightened, of course, because he knew that if Esau hadn't changed, he was going to kill him. And he arose and started back to his father's land. And angels met Jacob and accompanied him. What was it about this conniving, scheming, cowardly, double-crossing trickster that God was so concerned about, that he would have angels dispatched from heaven to go and escort him out of Haran? We never know, you see. We never know. As I said in class yesterday, God deals with man's nature, and God does not deal with what man is. He deals with man's possibilities and potentialities. He didn't deal with Peter according to what Peter was, because Peter was nothing, but he dealt with what Peter was to be. And God gave Jacob hope for what Jacob was to be. And on his way back to his father's house, Jacob stopped in Mount Gilead, and there wrestled with him a man. Now I know some of you preachers will have to go and correct this, because you've been saying that an angel wrestled with Jacob, but the Bible says there wrestled with him a man. You see, God never intended for me to be what I am. He wants me to be more than I am. He wants you to be more than what you are. He has our model in the gallery of heaven, and he wants us to be like this model that he has made for us. And Jacob did not want to be Israel. He wanted to be Jacob. He wanted to be the cheater. He wanted to be the schemer. He wanted to be the trickster. And the Lord says, there's hope for you, and I'm not going to stop until I make you what I want you to make. And he sent this model, Israel, to wrestle with Jacob and to take the championship from Jacob. And this man wrestled with Jacob all night. What hope? Jacob said, loose me, man, let me go. But one thing about God, he will not leave you at midnight. He will not leave you in the dark. He waits until the break of day. And Jacob wouldn't give up, and Israel popped him with his fist, said, "Man, you'd better give up. I'll kill you, Bop." And he broke Jacob down in his thigh. And Jacob went back to Lemuel, limping. If there's hope for Jacob, there's hope for anybody. When I go to Memphis, where I was brought up, people come out in droves. Not because I can preach better than anybody else. There are several preachers there who can preach better than I can, but I came from so far down. During the Depression, we were so poor we didn't even know it was a depression. I never had a whole anything. I never had a whole suit. In the wintertime, I wore tennis shoes with no brand name on. I came up as a fatherless boy. My mother worked out for $6 a week. And people know this. But the Lord helped me. Lord, I think that's why I look better in my clothes than anybody else. I know where my clothes come from. God. And they come out to hear me because they say, if God could help him, he can help anybody. If there was hope for D.E. King, there is hope for anybody. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Because we need a God to help us in our human weakness. We need a God to give us hope when there is no hope, when there is no help. They were about to put me out of school. I've told this every time I've preached here. They were about to put me out of school. I was at Lamarne College. And I hadn't paid but $15 from September to March. And the treasurer called me one day, one Friday, and said, "Deering King, if you don't have all of your back fees and all of your tuition by Monday, you need not come back, because we cannot carry you any longer." Well, I was relieved because I was going, because my mother insisted that I go. I had no business there. And that Monday morning when my mother got up to work, I was so relaxed that I overslept. And she said, "You're going to be late for school." And then I had to tell her that I couldn't go back. She looked at me with all of the strength that heaven could afford. She said, "You get up and go back over to that school. That's not Miss Hanson's school. That's God's school. And I have prayed for him to help me to send you through, and he's going to do it." Well, I got up and went to please her. But Mama didn't know Miss Hanson. They put me out, they put two students out of the first class for the same reason that they were going to put me out, but they didn't get to me in that class, and I was afraid to go to the next class, and I went down in the basement where there were no classes. There was just a furnace and a pile of boxes. And I got down on my knees behind those boxes and didn't ask the Lord for anything. I just raised my hand and said, "Lord, you know." And the power came, and raised me up. And I went up the stairs walking as though I was flying. And when I was passing the office, this same woman called me and said, "Deering King?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Step here a minute." I didn't even have to stand in line. I went up to the window And look how fast God was working. She pulled out my card and she said, I just handed your card to President Sweeney and he told me to tell you to go on to your class. I said I was going until you stopped me. Happy is he who hath the God of Jacob for his help and for his hope. For if there is hope for Jacob, there is hope for anybody. These clocks worry me. The other way is the way of human usefulness. If God could help Jacob in his human weakness, he can help anybody. And if God could give Jacob hope, he can give anybody hope. And if God could use Jacob, he can use anybody. God wanted somebody to represent a nation. He changed Jacob's name to Israel. The forerunner of the Christian church. Sent Jacob back home and told all the Jews, now you stand up and look at Jacob because I'm using him as the head of a nation. I'm using him as the head of the church. God can use Jacob. He can use anybody. And don't you forget it. I'm not through, but I'll finish the next time.